You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to our couch.
Take a seat.
It's time for therapy.
Movie therapy.
Hey, movie therapy listeners, Kristen here with another bonus episode just for you. What you're about to hear is an appearance Rafer and I made on WNYC's Soundcheck with John Schaefer, debating what's better, Christmas music from TV specials or Christmas music from the movies. We hope you enjoy it. And now let's get this bonus episode underway.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last week, something Jonathan Clyde said on our show stuck in my head. Jonathan produced that new reissue of the Beatles film Magical Mystery Tour, which originally aired on Boxing Day in 1967, and Jonathan was explaining what Boxing Day was.
It is the day after Christmas. Everyone's just had eaten far too much, and they've all had enough of each other.
He was talking about England, but come on, when he says they'd all had enough of each other, I think we all know exactly what he means. Fact is, the holidays are a great time for bickering and arguing. The Ramones even wrote a song about it. Yeah, I don't want to fight tonight. I'd rather watch two other people do it. And yes, I do mean fight about the holidays, and specifically holiday music. See, we have two major media sources for holiday songs. On the one hand, a lot of holiday classics have come from big screen films. Silver Bells, for example, is from a movie called The Lemon Drop Kid. But on the other hand, the small screen has produced some familiar tunes too, like the songs from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So when it comes to giving us some musical Christmas cheer, which size takes the prize? It's definitely time for another
Soundcheck Smackdown!
And joining me here in the studio to duke it out are Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, who together make up the team behind the Takeaways Movie Date. Kristen, Rafer, welcome.
Nice to be here.
Hi, John.
Loser gets a lump of coal. So, Kristen, big screen or small screen for holiday music?
Big. Size matters when it comes to good Christmas movie music. And it's the big screen.
And better music?
By far. Hands down.
Wow.
Hands down.
Rafer, that leaves you with small screen.
I say small screen. I think...
Well, aren't you a film critic?
You know, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I am. I like the Christmas TV specials. I always have. Those things bring me back to childhood much more than the movies do.
All right. Give me your best shot, Kristen.
Oh.
Big screen, holiday classic.
There are so many to choose from, but you got to start off with the classic, White Christmas. That is the quintessential big screen movie holiday song. Bing Crosby sings it. You can't help but feel a little bit of nostalgia, even though you weren't even alive back then.
But wait a minute. Wasn't Holiday Inn, the movie that it came from, not a Christmas, despite the title, not a holiday movie at all?
It wasn't specifically a holiday movie. Bing Crosby was a very lazy guy who wanted to be an innkeeper but only wanted to work a few days a year, so he started an inn. And the inn was only open on certain holidays, and each holiday he had a song for. So it's a holiday movie, but it's also... it's describing holidays more broadly. There are President's Day songs in there, actually.
Yeah. And then it became such a hit, of course, that they had to do a second movie.
Thank goodness, White Christmas.
Called White Christmas, just so that we could hear Bing Crosby sing it again.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
So nice we had to hear it twice. Bing Crosby originally sang White Christmas in the non-Christmas movie Holiday Inn in 1942, and then that's where that came from. And then 2 years later, they made the movie White Christmas. I'm not casting aspersions. I just want to ask a simple question. Is the movie White Christmas the worst movie ever made?
I cannot believe you just said that. And during the holidays, John, absolutely not.
Oh, come on. What do you do with a general? I mean, that's a song? Jeez. All right. I'm refereeing today a holiday movie music smackdown between Kristen Meinzer, who's going big screen, and Rafer Guzman, who's standing up for the small screen, the TV holiday specials. Rafer, Kristen has gone straight to the nuclear option with White Christmas.
Well, I know.
50 million copies sold. How do you top that?
That's a tough one. But, you know, I have to say I've never liked Bing Crosby. I've never liked that velvety voice he's got, the way he kind of slips around on those notes.
Somebody has no spirit of Christmas in their heart.
I like him in the road movies, I think, because he was sending up his persona a little bit, but I've never liked him. My favorite, probably my all-time favorite TV Christmas special, I know it's an obvious one, but it's the biggie, Charlie Brown Christmas. I think that thing is unbeatable, and that soundtrack, I think, is an absolute masterpiece from top to bottom.
The great jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi.
Vince Guaraldi,
and his
trio.
You could pick
any track off of that thing, and I think it would blow White Christmas away.
Well, we've picked this one called Skating. Vince Guaraldi and his trio, Skating, is that excerpt from the 1965 animated TV special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Kristen, Rafer has thrown down the gauntlet. What do you have to say to that?
You know, that's a pretty good weapon, Rafer, but I'm going to throw you up against the ropes now and just point out that this is only one good song out of the millions of holiday TV specials that have ever been out there. The vast majority are just so unbearably awful, and I want to remind listeners of this thing called a Smurfs Christmas special from 1982. Because,
why do you want to do that, Christopher?
Because you need to hear this. The only good thing about this song is that after you hear it, you can have a little badge that says, I have heard the worst Christmas song ever made. It is so awful that baby Jesus cries every time you hear it. Every single time. It is so bad.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that the badness of this song you're about to make us listen to negates the goodness of all that Charlie Brown music?
Absolutely. If you are in a record store and 99% of all of the music in the store is bad, do you want to go to that store? What if that store is called TV Christmas Specials? And that's what we're in right now.
You go on movie dates with her?
I go on movie dates with her all the time.
All right. This is what Kristen wants you to hear. From the Smurfs Christmas special of 1982, goodness makes the badness go away.
This is a little song we sing every holiday. It's very old and very true.
Goodness makes the badness go away.
Sing it, children.
Okay, Kristen, point made.
We're going to take a quick break so you can wash the sound of the Smurfs out of your ears. But when we're back, more of our Sound Check Smackdown.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
One particular argument, he ended up dislocating Ava's jaw. Ava, she was such a tough cookie. Rather than cry or scream or anything like that, she...
Or call the police,
like she should have, exactly. Exactly. What does she do? She takes an ashtray and she knocks him over the head and knocks him unconscious. That's how she fought back. She didn't know what to do, so she called Louis B. Mayer. I think I've killed Howard Hughes. What do I do?
Revisit a time when the pictures were still big and everyone was ready for their close-up. When you want Tyrone Power instead of Tom Hardy, Jennifer Jones instead of Jennifer Lawrence, or Robert Mitchum rather than Robert Pattinson, then From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
You can spend less time staying in the know about all things gaming and get more time to actually play the games you love with the IGN Daily Update podcast. All you need is a few minutes to hear the latest from IGN on the world of video games, movies, and television with news, previews, and reviews. You'll hear everything from Comic-Con coverage to the huge Diablo 4 launch. So listen and subscribe to the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts. That's the IGN Daily Update, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in the midst of a Soundcheck Smackdown. Kristen Meinzer says the best holiday songs come from the big screen, from the movies, from Hollywood. Rafer Guzman, ironically for a film critic, says, no, you got to go small screen, Charlie Brown, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all the rest of the Rankin and Bass stuff.
Yes.
Kristen, you know, you're not here to just, like, play bad music for us. I mean, what else do you have? Once you get beyond White Christmas,
so many outstanding ones. How much more time do I have? You know what? I'm going to do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh, don't do it. Oh, my
I'm
God,
just
don't
gonna
do it.
I'm going to do it because it is wonderful and because the spirit of Christmas grows in your heart every time you hear it. It is so great. It's nostalgic. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. It's about saying goodbye. It's about crying. It's about so many things that Christmas is for so many of us.
I barely live through that song every time I hear it. That song just makes me want to crawl into a bathtub with a bottle of pills. I feel like that song just is like vanished dreams and despair and loss of hope. I mean,
but you're okay with the Vince Guaraldi Christmas, and you can't handle this kind of sadness.
Oh, I mean, I think the problem with that song for me personally is that it's such a powerful performance from Judy Garland that it just overwhelms me, and I just hear every awful thing that ever happened to her in her whole life. It's tough for me to take that one.
It's from the movie Meet Me in St. Louis, 1944 film starring Judy Garland.
Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon, until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Garland,
have yourself a merry little Christmas. Boy, Kristen Meinzer bringing out the heavy artillery in the Soundcheck Smackdown. Rafer Guzman, do you have a problem, an argument with Kristen's choice of movies?
No, I don't. I mean, these are kind of classic movies. These are the perennial movies that always come around. I think it's the music. It's the particular song. Like, do you hear how Judy Garland sort of started out happy on that one, and then by the end she just falls to pieces? That makes it worse.
You know
that
what
she
was more depressing
happy.
Originally? The original lyrics were, "Have yourself a merry little Christmas. This may be your last."
Is
that's
that true?
The way it originally opened, but it was considered too sad. So you're listening to the happy version,
right? Oh, thank God.
Merry Christmas, kids. Soundcheck listeners, where do the great holiday songs come from? Do you prefer the big screen songs like White Christmas, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, or do you like the smaller, you know, the animated TV specials? We haven't even touched on the Rankin and Bass stuff yet.
Right.
But the Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph, and all the rest. You can leave a comment on our website, soundcheck.org. So, Rafer, Rankin and Bass?
Rankin and Bass. I love those specials. I always have. I watch them every single Christmas. My grandmother's house, by the fireplace, TV and fireplace. What more do you want? That's Christmas in the suburbs to me. You'd watch them every year. These songs just get drilled into your head. They really become a part of you. I think more so than the Christmas movie music, at least for me.
Now, in Rudolph, people, of course, know the title song, but then there's Burl Ives,
Burl,
the height of his fame, singing, songs in this
as well. Yeah, he's the snowman, the narrator, and Burl Ives' voice is so great. I mean, now I have kids, and so I listen to him a lot, the Little White Duck album, which is, a classic in the house, but Holly Jolly Christmas from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I just think that's just a wonderful song.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Oh, I forgot about the sound effect.
The nose. You hear the nose. The nose blowing at the end.
Kristen, how can you sit here in the studio shaking your head while you hear that?
Because I just want to remind everybody that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is also the TV special where Santa's a jerk. He doesn't want Rudolph playing in any reindeer games. And he sends all of the misfit toys off to a private island where they have to live by themselves and never be loved by children. This is such an upsetting Christmas special. And every song just tells me Santa doesn't love you and you don't fit in. Every single song, including Holly Jolly Christmas.
Kristen, have a cup of cheer.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
So if the big screen songs are all about, quantity, you know, selling 50 million copies of White Christmas, for example. Where are the quality songs in the TV specials? I mean, are there some hidden gems, Rafer, that we overlook?
I think there are. Depending on who you are, this one may not be so hidden. But one of my favorites is Heat Miser. Heat Miser slash Cold Miser.
Oh, my God. I cannot
believe, Without a Santa Claus.
I cannot believe you're going to go there. These are like two of my all-time
These
favorite
songs. These are your
favorites?
Well, see, because you're a rock fan, right? And
but also, you never – I mean, what's the – I don't even know the name of the show this comes from.
It's A Year Without a Santa Claus from, I'm going to say, mid-70s, I think.
Wow.
Also Rankin Bass. Claus gets a cold. Santa Claus gets a cold, and his doctor basically tells him, stay in bed. Don't bother.
Oh, that's what he deserves for being a jerk to Rudolph.
For segregating the toys. But there are a couple of great Broadway kind of showstopper numbers between the Heat Miser and the Cold Miser, one of which I think the Cold Miser is Dick Gregory. I think he sings that one. But they're just great. They've got their little top hats and canes. And I think Heat Miser was what inspired the name of the band, right? From Elliot Smith. And,
Okay.
When he did his Portland, Oregon indie rock thing.
Well, the Heat Miser, and I should say, as I recall, it's the same backing music. It's the exact same music.
Same
it's
tune. Same
one
tune.
Is He's Mr. Heat Miser and the other is He's Mr. Cold Miser.
Exactly.
Heat Miser is apparently George S. Irving.
That's right.
Broadway actor?
Broadway actor, yes.
Kristen, do you know this Do you know this show?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Whatever.
She's trying not to be impressed.
It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to this and you tell me this is fine.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. I'm too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
He's too much.
Thank you.
From The Year Without a Santa Claus, that is the Heat Miser's song. Rafer Guzman standing up for the small screen holiday songs, and Kristen Meinzer going big screen all the way. They collectively do the Takeaways Movie Date podcast, and there are gladiators here in the Soundcheck Smackdown ring. Really, those jazzy smears on the trombone, Kristen, just fine?
Do you want to gather around the Christmas tree and hold hands and sing that? No, I don't want to sing that.
You haven't met my kids.
You're going to go caroling door to door singing that song about 60 degrees? No. Don't want to do it. Not going to do it.
We're going to take one more quick break, but when we're back, my controversial selection for best Christmas movie song of all time.
Hey, Matt, did you know that wombats poop cubes?
Nope, never heard that before.
Did you know the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland, Ken?
I didn't know, nor do I care.
Neil, did you know that Liechtenstein is the only doubly landlocked country in Europe?
Jeff, isn't that an American pop artist?
Well, actually, it's both. If you want to learn things like that and more, join us each week on Triviality, a pub trivia-style game show podcast where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Listen in each week to answer general knowledge trivia alongside exciting guests from around the world.
And we're here too.
Join us every Tuesday for new hour-long episodes of Triviality, plus tons of extra themed content on everything from The Office and Lord of the Rings to science and geography.
And sometimes we even do sports.
Find us on all your preferred podcast apps and take part in the fun of playing bar trivia without the need to wear pants.
Real mature, Jeff.
Forget it, Neil. It's Triviality.
And now, a big question from John Schaefer to me.
All right, so give me a big, big screen pick.
I have the one you cannot top. You cannot top this song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. You can never top this. No TV show will top it. No TV commercial. Nothing else will ever top this as the greatest holiday song of all time. It is a flirtatious dance all vocalized, where it's all about falling in love or falling into bed, depending on how you want to hear it. And it's just so fun and kind of sexy and sort of naughty. And I also love that they don't ever mention Christmas in the song anywhere. It's just kind of a seasonal song that you can enjoy no matter what your denomination.
This is Dean Martin, right?
Well, he sang one version of it. This has been in lots and lots of movies. It was first actually composed by a husband. He and his wife would sing it at holiday. Yeah, they would sing it at holiday parties. And then he sold it to MGM. And apparently she was very upset about that because that was their song. But then it was featured in Neptune's Daughter.
All right, I'm going to hold my peace for a moment here, but suffice to say, this song has been the subject of quite a bit of conversation on Soundcheck recently. Here it is.
I really can't. But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a little drink more.
Put some records on while I pull.
The neighbors might
but baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
dream?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like stars
to break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
red.
Ought to say no, no, senor.
Mind if I move in
at
close?
Least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh,
stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold outside.
Well, that's different, Kristen.
Yes, that's
the
actually
roles
from,
are reversed.
Yeah, that's actually from Neptune's Daughter. There's two versions of the song in there. One sung by Ricardo Montalbán and Esther
great.
Williams, where he is kind of playing the predatory role.
Yes.
And then the version we just heard is Red Skelton and Betty Garrett, where she's trying to convince him to stay. And I really love it whenever the roles are reversed in this song.
Well, now, you know, recently on Soundcheck, we've been talking about Christmas songs that creep you out. And this has been number one with a bullet on our listeners' list
really?
Of creepy Christmas songs.
I know a lot of people think it sounds date rapey. There is that one point where it's like, what's in this drink? You know, there's that line, of course. But I think it's being very flirtatious. I don't think that it's creepy. I think it's much more a flirtatious back and forth.
All right. I have always liked that song. I've got to give that one to you.
Oh, did I just smack down?
I do.
So
I
round
do like,
three
I
goes
like
to Kristen?
Song.
Is that what you think?
That could be.
Giving up while you're throwing in the towel, Rafer? Soundcheck listeners, what do you think? Big screen, small screen, where do you get your holiday hits from? You can leave a comment online, soundcheck.org, or leave us a voicemail, 866-939-1612. And the two maniacs behind the Takeaways Movie Date podcast are Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. They've been the subjects of our Soundcheck Smackdown this week. And what do you do for family fun on Christmas Eve, Rafer and Kristen? I mean, Kristen, do you take the family out to the to the movies or
I
rent DVDs?
I watch lots of movies. I watch lots and lots and lots and lots of movies. And I admit it, I also watch lots of TV specials, and I love them all, and I love Christmas music. I'm an insane fan of all Christmas music.
Rafer?
One that I almost picked, Jimmy Durante doing Frosty the Snowman. The Frosty the Snowman special is a big hit in our house.
All right. Well, guys, happy holidays to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. So much.
It would be churlish of me at this holiday season to declare a winner. Rafer, this is Soundcheck.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry.
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
Listeners, don't forget to weigh in when it comes to holiday TV specials versus big screen holiday movies. Which one has the better music? Leave a comment on our page, soundcheck.org.